This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced Thursday that applications are being accepted from lenders for loan guarantees to finance rural rental housing. The department plans to make up to $150 million available for the program. Approved applications from prior year's notices will be the first to receive funding. Loan guarantees are available to construct, acquire, and rehabilitate affordable rural rental housing. The agency will review responses submitted by eligible lenders on the lender's letterhead and signed by both the prospective borrower and lender. We'll have more news right after this.
Take care of your heart. The Wyoming Heart and Vascular Institute, a service of Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, wants to help you get your heart healthy. The Wyoming Heart and Vascular Institute provides complete care from prevention to diagnosis and from treatment to rehabilitation. For more information about the Wyoming Heart and Vascular Institute, visit CheyenneRegional.org or call 307-633-6050. Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, your partner in health.
Planning and zoning staff in Lincoln County are recommending approval of a controversial development on land surrounded by the Bridger-Teton National Forest. Amy Richards reports.
The Blind Bull Meadows development would be built near the Grays River between the Wyoming and Salt River mountain ranges, 35 miles south of Jackson. The AP reports the proposal still needs to be considered by the Lincoln County Planning and Zoning Commission and the County Commission. A developer proposes to build 43 cabins and RV pads, a convenience store, and an airstrip on the 73-acre site. County planners recommended requiring a number of conditions before the county grants approval. The county planners say they got hundreds of emails about the project, most in opposition. Others say the county should respect private property rights. I'm Amy Richards.
For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.